WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like your life's a scene from an action movie? You know, explosions, car chases, maybe even some dramatic slow motion running. Except instead of saving the world, you're just trying to get through your to-do list and make it to dinner without losing your cool. That's where today's episode comes in. We're diving into finding serenity amidst the chaos, because let's face it, life can be a wild ride. I'm Taylor Reed, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things calm and collected, and I promise this isn't some find your inner peace, fluff piece. This is about real-world strategies you can actually use to navigate the craziness and emerge feeling grounded, even when everything around you feels like it's falling apart. So, grab a cup of coffee, settle in, and let's unlock that inner calm together. First things first, accept that chaos is part of life. It's not going away anytime soon, folks. Whether it's work deadlines, family drama, or just the general mayhem of modern living, there will always be unexpected curveballs. Instead of fighting against it, try to embrace it. Think of chaos as a challenge, an opportunity to flex your mental muscles and emerge stronger on the other side. Next up, prioritize what truly matters. In the midst of a chaotic whirlwind, it's easy to get caught up in the frenzy and lose sight of what's important. Take some time each day to reflect on your values and goals. What brings you joy? What are you passionate about? Focus your energy on those things, and let go of the rest. It's like Marie Kondo-ing your life, but for your mind. Now, here's where things get really interesting. Cultivate a sense of detachment. This doesn't mean becoming emotionally numb or indifferent to what's going on around you. What it does mean is learning to observe your thoughts and emotions without getting swept away by them. Think of yourself as a calm observer watching the storm unfold, instead of being caught in the middle of it. Practice mindfulness. You don't need to meditate for hours on end, but taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, your senses, and the present moment can make a world of difference. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain and allowing yourself to truly be present in this very moment. Finally, remember that you're not alone. We all face chaos in our own ways. Reach out to friends, family, or a therapist when you need support. Sharing your struggles can lighten the load and remind you that you're part of something bigger than yourself. Think about the last time you were totally overwhelmed. Maybe it was a work deadline, a family emergency, or just one of those days where everything seemed to go wrong. What went through your mind? What did you do to try to cope? Chances are, your initial reaction was probably stress, anxiety, maybe even a bit of panic. Now, imagine if instead of reacting with fear and chaos, you were able to take a step back, breathe deeply, and approach the situation with calm clarity. That's the power of stoicism, not about suppressing emotions, but about understanding them, managing them, and ultimately choosing how we respond to them. Remember that chaotic situations are often temporary. This doesn't mean they aren't challenging, but it does mean that they won't last forever. By staying grounded in the present moment and focusing on what you can control, you can weather any storm with grace and resilience. So, what's the takeaway? Chaos is inevitable, but serenity is a choice. Embrace the challenge, prioritize what matters, cultivate detachment, practice mindfulness, and remember that you're not alone. Remember, finding peace within isn't about achieving some utopian state of constant bliss. It's about developing the inner strength to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience, no matter how crazy things get. Ready to take action? Share this episode with a friend who needs a little dose of calm in their chaos. Leave a review and let me know your biggest takeaway. I love hearing from you. And join the conversation on social media using hashtag #TheCalmWithin. Until next time, stay calm, collected, and keep chasing that inner serenity.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.